This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Paul Watson from the UK joins us. Peter Schiff, economist, Euro-Pacific capital manager of billions, will be joining us to give us his perspective into 2015 on the economy, the oil wars, and more. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to shift gears with Paul, talk about this article by Kurt Nemo on Infowars.com. Lawsuit claims Prince Andrew had sex with underage sex slave. And this stuff just keeps coming out, and a lot of it ends up getting verified. Jimmy Savile, who ended up having secret sex dungeons for children, and it's all been confirmed at the BBC in a sex ring, hanging out with these people constantly, having the highest level royal access. Princess Diana didn't have one half this access. He could go anywhere, including their private chambers, any time of day or night. What do you think's going on there? But the larger issue is, why is this coming out now? Massive blackmail, in my view. Who are the power structures? We'll talk about it. The news behind the news, the rest of the story. Paul Watson, though, getting into this move to now make it racist to not like Obamacare or turn your guns in. Well, how about racist if you don't praise 500-pound women particularly?
Well, I mean, that's starting to happen. There was a TED Talk, I'm putting all this together for a video, where a woman made the comparison between racial discrimination, gender discrimination, and obesity discrimination. Now, we have smoker shaming, okay? We have pictures of diseased lungs on packets of cigarettes. People are encouraged not to smoke. They can smoke, that's their personal choice, but rightly, they're encouraged not to do so because we know it's unhealthy, and in the UK, it costs the economy £5 billion a year. The economic burden of obesity in the UK is £47 billion a year. Because of all the diseases linked with obesity and the fact that we have to pay for it on the NHS. And look, you know, with my tax money, I pay for people on the NHS, transgender people, to have their penises removed. Now, if that's what they want to do with their bodies, then more power to them. But don't ask me to pay for it. And now we're starting to see the same kind of thing with obesity. So, as I said before the break, this big YouTube star, Fat Girl Dancing, has been given her own TV show on TLC to promote acceptance at any size. So they're pushing onto young impressionable people that to be fat is something to be embraced, not something to be fought against, despite the fact that it leads to early death and all manner of terrible diseases. And that anybody who questions that, even asks how you became fat in the first place, is a thought criminal who could be charged with a hate crime if it offends somebody.
Well, so now they're moving, not just in San Francisco or Austin, Texas, but other areas of the U.S., to make me pay for not just people's abortions, but as you said, sex changes. And then if you're against that, they say, oh, you're just a sexist homophobe or whatever. No, what's going on is, what if somebody wants to put devil horns on their head? We know that's a popular modification starting up. Should I then have to pay for that, or should you have to pay for my nose job? Let's just say I decide I want a nose job. I like my nose. Let's just say, and it costs $20,000. And then you go, I don't want to pay for your nose job. And I go, you're being racist to white men. I get my nose job. I mean, where does it end, Paul?
Well, I mean, you've talked about it before. There's a syndrome called body identity integrity disorder, where people feel that they should amputate their own limbs. And hey, you know, you could say that that's just a lifestyle choice. And under socialized healthcare, like we have in the UK with the NHS, which, if you criticize it, it's like blaspheming against Muhammad or something, then, you know, you're hurtful. I mean, I've had arguments with people at parties and stuff who get in my faces and say it's hurtful and insensitive for me not to want to pay for transgender people.
That's because they've attached their identity
on the NHS.
Let's stay there. We'll talk about this more.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Peter Schiff, economist manager of Euro-Pacific Capital. An excellent track record of predicting major trends. We'll look at the economy. Is it really doing great like the mainstream media is saying? What's the oil war about, driving down oil prices? Is that good or bad? What does he think is going on behind that? Peter Schiff joins us coming up in about 52 minutes from now. Paul Watson's with us to the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to shift gears into geoengineering scientist, that's weather control scientist, terrified of projects he helped create. But finishing up with Paul Watson, if you just joined us, in the United States, in many states and cities, and in the UK and Europe, they make you pay as taxpayers for sex changes. And we got off into this whole issue because they're now doing criminal investigations, arresting people, you name it, that even use the word homosexual in the UK, or if a talk show host says, yeah, you know, there's too many fat people, we need to get them some, you know, better lifestyles. Then thought crimes are reported. The thought police come after you. And there's not even a law. They're using a racial discrimination law that I believe is anti-Magna Carta, anti-Constitution. As long as you don't hurt somebody, you have a right to say or do whatever you want. To then apply that to denying global warming's man-made or criticizing government officials. This is about getting rid of free speech. And they're moving in the UK, they're moving in Europe, they're moving here to Chinese-style net censorship. That's what's behind this. While serious crimes are being committed, citizens are being attacked, you name it. But if it's politically incorrect, say in the UK, if, say, gypsies steal your trailer, this is in mainstream news, or attack you, the police will not respond because they're a minority, and they just go, they're allowed to. That's an actual headline about 6 months has passed, and police will do nothing about family stolen travel trailer. And it shows where the people are living in it, what they've done. Yeah, click on the Daily Mail link there. We'll show it to TV viewers. And they just say, we're keeping it. Police won't hand stolen caravan back to couple to protect human rights of the travelers living in it. And they've had it for months. So this is what we're talking about, folks. In the UK, if somebody breaks in your house and you defend yourself, they throw the book at you. This is about total enslavement. Paul, a few years ago, couldn't get in to see the NIH. Won't let him see a private doctor without their authorization. For a month, had strep throat. Had to quit working for a few weeks. They wouldn't let him get health care. And he was saying that if he's at a party and says, I shouldn't have to pay for people to have their sexual members chopped off, if you want to do that, pay for it yourself. It's not that we're criticizing your wonderful sacrament and we're not cool and into it. I am tired of being everybody's slave. I'm tired of paying foreign banks trillions in banker bailout money. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of General Electric being tax exempt with their head promoting higher taxes on the middle class. I'm tired of being sucked off of. Paul Watson, go ahead. I'm ranting.
Yeah, and the problem is now we have the state responding to this minority of professionally offended people on Twitter who are largely feminists to actually police ideas and free speech. This is where it gets really scary and Kafkaesque, because just about a week or two ago, Janet Bloomfield, the founder of the Women Against Feminism hashtag on Twitter, had her account suspended merely for disagreeing with a feminist, Jessica Valenti, who wrote in The Guardian that Christmas was oppressive to women. What happened was an army of feminists contacted Twitter, claimed that she was spamming when she obviously wasn't, and they got her account shut down. There was also a fitness instructor, Maria Kang, who took a picture of herself in good shape with her three children as a kind of female empowerment, mind over matter message, you know, genuine female empowerment. Of course, the feminists hate that. So then they went on this crusade to label her as a thought criminal. She was banned from Facebook for her hate speech of encouraging women to be fit and healthy and saying that they can live fit and healthy lives.
These people are not crazy. They are classic totalitarian authoritarians who want to be able to tell us how to think, what to say, what to do. And their main army are these women who were tricked to not need men, to be part of the system. And if a woman wants to be in the system and not have a man, that's their issue. But to do it as if they've joined the special forces and this is their big crusade, and then to go around and henpeck other women that have children in Whole Foods, which they do, you shouldn't have two kids, you shouldn't have three kids, to do nothing about the true specialization of women that the system's engaged in, these are women that bought into the system and now hate other happy, empowered women. This is nothing but a vampire-like cult of scum.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Third wave feminism has nothing to do with equality and everything to do with social engineering. This is what it's all about. And they will contradict the very biological truths of human nature and biology. They will claim and they will write books that men are only attracted to good-looking women because they've been brainwashed by the diet and cosmetic industry. Not because they're, you know, healthy-looking, fertile, and genuinely attractive. Apparently we should be, you know, attracted to fatties and people who are really out of shape and unhealthy. And we're not, just because we've been brainwashed by the diet industry. Which shows you the insanity, the total vacuum of logic that these feminists imbue when they go on these kind of crusades. And when it becomes a threat to free speech, when police are saying they will now investigate people for making jokes on Twitter about fat people or jokes about Ebola patients, It's downright terrifying, as the leftist London Guardian, London Independent writer said in his column.
That's right. And let's be clear, Paul. This is all selective. A seven-year-old in art project draws a picture of his dad who's in the Army with his M16 when they say on career day, draw a picture of your father and your mother. He gets kicked out of school, suspended for a week, criminally investigated. That's a real case I just mentioned, one of many. But you can go to after-school events and play Call of Duty, where you're simulating the death of thousands, or World of Warcraft, where you're chopping people's heads off. It's only the system is allowed to put these images out. Then if you do anything, I mean, it's okay for Quentin Tarantino to have movies with the N-word in it and, you know, movies with men raping men and everything else, because that's art. But see, they say what's art. When it's their art, then it's socially okay. When the gay community wants to use words that then you get arrested for using in the UK if you're, quote, not part of the club, it's not just discrimination against free speech. It's creating a new royalty class where these politically correct groups nest within the overall power structure, and so they're a protected system that's given little goodies, indulgences, given royal patronage, so that others will then want to join the guild. I mean, this is cult programming.
It's pure cultural Marxism. It's the belief that oppression comes from within the culture and not from the state. And so then they join with the state and get those little goodies that you talked about. And it's evident in Gamergate, which was it basically emerged that all these top feminists in leaked email conversations were attempting to subvert the gaming industry to push their own social engineering.
And
messages.
It was confirmed that they've been able to do it.
Yeah. And, you know, their claims are completely spurious, like there are no positive female characters in video games. Somebody made a video literally listing 200-300 positive female characters in video games over the past two decades. So it's completely without foundation, and it's this authoritarian zeal to make society conform around their belief system, which is ultimately a way of putting them on top of the power structure, you know, in their ivory towers. So it has nothing to do with equality and everything about them hoisting it over everybody else, telling us what we can think, what we can say, and again, completely conflicting against the very biological, innate human nature that we all share with each other.
It's like the current governor who's mourning, I guess, the death of his father, Mario Cuomo, today at 88 years old. He said, if you are pro-life or pro-gun, get out. You're not welcome here in New York this year. And he was asked, are you serious? He said, yeah, get out. What a gangster thug. And it just shows the totalitarianism of the left. These people are the opposite of tolerant. They are monsters who have successfully seized power.
Oh, yeah, they're tolerant until you voice an opinion which differs with theirs, and then they're intolerant and call for your arrest and for your social media accounts to be banned. And, you know, this is harmful in the, I mean, I made a video about the Sexodus, got absolutely huge response, thousands and thousands of comments, which is that because of this feminism, because there are less real women, men are just giving up on marriage altogether and basically checking out of society, not because they're failures, they can't get women. They're still having sex with women. They're just rejecting and shunning marriage because their relationships are not working because of the brainwashing and the social engineering that third-wave feminism, which has nothing to do with original feminism, has wrought on society.
Well, let's be clear. Women wanted basic rights. It was a very barbarous world. Most men didn't have rights 300 years ago, 200 years ago. And so women who'd been in a protected class under chivalry, but were oppressed in certain degrees, but they also had a lot of other, like, they, you get off the ship first when it's sinking, and you don't have to carry things, and, you know, on and on and on. So they've tried to project something. I'm not defending that system. It was just a primitive system. But the new one has been scientifically deployed where Edward Bernays and others said, we will hijack the suffrage movement by the 20s. We will control it. We will break up the family. We will tax. We will yoke both the men and the women now. And then the kids will belong to the state. As Hitler said, first you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. This is not our debate with the... I'm going to skip this network break. I need time. Thank you. This is not a debate with the feminists and the controlled totalitarians known as the left. And then their kissing cousin, the controlled right. It is a fact. And in Endgame 2.0, that's on PrisonPlanet.tv, we break this down with Dr. Michael Kaufman, with the Carnegie documents, the Ford documents, the MIT documents, it's all there where they said in the 50s and 60s, we're going to put out, in the name of empowerment, women in the workforce and all this, but really all it is a takeover. Then we're going to have a sexless society when we're all done. First it'll be, oh, be gay or be transgender. Then we're going to come out with hundreds of sexual identities, which Facebook just did this year. This is all scientific. Until there is no identity, and the only crime is having an identity. You say you're straight, that's a thought crime that hurts others. You say you're gay, that's a thought crime. No, 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 you're going to have to be gray, sexless, nothing. They want plastic people. And actually, in Charlotte Iserby's book, she shows a restricted document from the Department of Education. Can you guys go find it? It was in the original edition. I think there's one back in the shipping department, the one that sold out. And it shows them taking a kid through like eight stages, through the revolutionary stage, and then finally a brainwashed, quote, carbon unit that serves the state. This is the real plan. That's what's so frustrating is that, come on, folks, saying that you as on a TV show can't talk about how fat people need to lose weight so the police come, that's not freedom. That's super dangerous and it's terrifying. And it's all being done to end the human system. Imagine saying to deer, it's oppressive that male deer fight with each other. And it's oppressive that male deer, who are inherently bad because they're males, run up on a female and chase them around. And then the female may be responsive, may not be responsive, if she's in estrus, if she is ovulating. That's biology, folks. It's a war on biology. It is a war on reality. And first they're like, oh, just be tolerant of other people. Well, I'm a libertarian. But listen, I got my own life. I've always noticed losers always want to run other people's lives. Losers always want to control other people. People that don't have something going on, they want to get in your business. I've got stuff going on my whole life. I don't want to be in your business, but let me explain something. You keep out of mind. Do you understand, you slack-jawed, nothing-control freak scum? You may want to read Gloria Steinem, Miss Magazine, put out by the CIA, declassified, to turn you into slave of the government. You may want to die young of cancer. You may love tyranny. But don't you hate me that I'm red-blooded and trying to fight for the basic code of humanity that we should be able to be humans and not have fluoride put in our water to lower our IQ. This is social engineering to sabotage the human instinct so we can be put into an unnatural, destructive, exterminist, transhuman, eugenics, global program that we are all living in. Buck Rogers, baby. 2015. It's real. It's all public. Now, Watson, I want to shift gears. Final comment on that, and then I want to get into InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, lawsuit claims Prince Andrew had sex with underage sex slave, allegedly arranged by former Bear Stearns financier. How many of these bankers and members of parliament and BBC presenters, you hear these wild claims for 30 years, you know, 1,000 times what we heard about with Bill Cosby, but notice this isn't in the news over here. They admit they're blackmailing Parliament with it. It's like you can't even hardly get in unless you're part of the club to begin with. They don't trust you. Dead bodies being dug up on the royal grounds. Jimmy Savile, the top pedophile, who had total access to the royals. Turns out everything we heard about him was true. Secret sex dungeons, you know, little kids, sex with dead bodies. The guy was obviously a pedophile, the archetypal pedo. You see photos of him. That's a big issue. I want to review some of that with you and being in the UK, what it's like. But then the big question, why is it coming out now? It looks like a larger power struggle within the elite to force some of the old elites over there into this larger global system. We're seeing a consolidation everywhere.
Well, yeah, final comment on the previous subject. The good news is that 77% of American women, according to a poll last year, don't identify as feminist. The problem is feminists have got control of large portions of the media, which is why when any public figure is criticized by them, immediately apologizes. We saw the ridiculous fiasco with
Let me just say that all of the establishment transhumanist feminists can go to hell. I'll never apologize to them. They are a bunch of scum who hate strong women and don't want women to be armed against criminals. They're a bunch of filth who want women alone, wards of the state. Sorry, Paul, we're going to go to a break, come back with the pedophile stuff. You've got the floor. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Kaylee Cuoco, this TV star, came out and said, I like being with my husband. I like cooking for him. I like looking after my children. I mean, God forbid, the reaction was overwhelming. She was castigated by feminists, and she had to come out and apologize. You know, feminists would love North Korea because, you know, if you don't profess your faith, your belief in the dear leader and all his dogmas, then you will be silenced. That's the kind of authoritarian society they want in the West. That's why we should oppose it at every turn.
Well, that's right. Kurt Nimmo wrote about it. A feminist posts hateful tweets after actress says she loves serving her husband. But, of course, the flip side is her husband, I guarantee you, loves serving her. That's like when you scrub your wife's back or she scrubs yours, or you may, or my family comes over and I grill steaks, or you know, then my wife would cook dinner. I mean, it's not about someone's a slave, but they put this idea out there that if you ever help your neighbor or you ever stand up for somebody, you somehow are losing out. This is because they all want us totally alone. And let's face it, nothing against what you'd call classically unattractive women. Because if a woman is exciting and funny and neat, even if they're not classically Marilyn Monroe beautiful, I see, you know, beauty in them. If a person's old and has aged, you know, gracefully and is a loving spirit, there's something beautiful about how old they are and their twisted, you know, joints, like an old twisted tree can be beautiful. But if they're an ugly old person in their heart, the ugliness, like a stained glass window, projects that ugliness in a macabre fashion. But I'll tell you, at the heart of this is a bunch of women that don't feel successful, who are part of a cult guild in the state, who hate good-looking women. I've experienced it. I've seen it firsthand. And it isn't that they're lesbians. It isn't that they're attracted to women sexually, though some are, and there's a, you know, large percentage higher than the average rate of lesbians in the feminist movement. They want to conquer classically hot, virile's a male term, but you know, powerful, truly feminine women. It is a conquering. Feminist, everybody knows women on average dress up for other women. Women are in competition with women. On average, it is a sect of women trying to dominate other women and trying to become a classical male role that they claim they are trying to get rid of. They're not trying to kill the king to get rid of monarchy. They're trying to kill the king to make themselves the king. The Janet Renos, the Big Sisses, the Mr. Maddows. And I call them out. That's all. They want to wear the pants. They want to be John Wayne. And so they want to assassinate men and then assassinate real women so they can sit up there and build the world in the image of Janet Reno. Well, guess what? The world don't like that and doesn't want you, filth. You got it? So go to hell. Excuse me. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, generally speaking, the women in their 20s who I talk to see right through it. They're not feminists. They don't identify it. But it's generally unhappy women, and this applies to men too, who, as you said, are jealous of fertility, jealous of younger women. They've missed out on having kids, getting married, having successful
relationships. They joined a death cult. They want fluoride in the water. They want GMO. They want sterilization. They don't believe in having kids. They hate life. We know who you are. Go ahead. Sorry, Paul.
Yeah, so if they want to get into their 30s and 40s and engage in this misandry,
they're attacking the goddess. And I don't get into that in a religious way. They hate the goddess. They hate the goddess. That's who these people are. They are devils. Sorry, Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, and if they want to live unhappy lives, then that's their business. But don't then try and take away my free speech by claiming that I have male privilege or white privilege, and that my free speech is invalidated because of my gender or skin color. That is, at its root, sexist and racist. So that's when they become an actual threat to the society and to free speech.
Well, they're projecting. They're projecting. We're libertarians. We're live and let live. We don't care about them. We don't care. But they care. I mean, I've seen it with these modern fascist so-called liberal women. They get mad at families. They get mad at women, you know, dressed classically. But everybody's looking at the woman dressed classically. There's a reason women dress like that in every culture, because it's powerful. They don't want women and men having innate human power. They're anti-human. They want a bunch of anti-human devils in their state-run monopolies to have all the symbols of power.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nation Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nation Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Whenever we talk about England being turned into a total police state with the rest of the UK, we come in with the Misfits, London Dungeon. Should have come in with Hollywood Babylon Wednesday when I was talking about Hollywood collapsing. Make sure your face is clean. Can't have no dirty dead. That's right. All the corpses here are clean, boy. Some poetry right there, actually. Talking about fake high society that's carrying out all its corruption, all its murders, all its cultural death, all its rot, but doing it all with an air of respectability in the establishment. And I want to be clear about something here. I truthfully do not dislike anybody for their race or, quite frankly, their sexual proclivities. Does that mean that I don't know the statistics that the gay lifestyle of having hundreds of sexual partners a year isn't very destructive with drugs and diseases, and I feel sorry for those folks? And I've had friends and even family, cousins and people that I've seen absolutely destroyed by that culture. It's a critique on a culture, kind of like gangster culture that's been force-fed to the black community. I have a critique on gangster culture is very destructive, thug life is very destructive, and is a social primer to prepare young black males for induction into their college that is the penitentiary. And it's now the calling card for white kids, Hispanic kids, mixed kids, most of the kids I see around Austin. What's the system going to do when people are all intermarrying like they're doing now? Well, they'll just say you're not black enough or you're not white enough. It's just more mindless divide and conquer by people that don't have issues that are real. That's why we have to force debates about real issues. Hey, do you know foreign banks have signed us on to $2,000 trillion? That's in USA Today. Hey, did you know the fluoride lowers your IQ by about 10 points after 3 years? Here's a Harvard study. Hey, did you know that they're preparing the Army for mass gun confiscation? Here's the Army Times. Hey, did you know they built FEMA camps? Did you know Bill Gates gets paid about $5 billion a year through a tax-free foundation to run and administer a secret program to change the weather of North America? Did you know that's been in the news, but details, again, are classified? See, there's hundreds of huge things like that. And so I'm so sick of cartoons and movies everywhere, just anti-gun propaganda, anti-heterosexual propaganda, anti-family propaganda, anti-male propaganda, anti-private property propaganda, anti-rural community propaganda. It's just, you chose the twisted, disconnected from reality, globalist eugenicist view. So as long as it means you die alone, as long as it means you die broke, as long as it means you don't have a community other than the community that's controlled and centralized, they want you all in ghettos, in barrios, in the gay neighborhood, in the black neighborhood, in the lesbian neighborhood, in the Arab neighborhood, in the southerner neighborhood, in the northerner neighborhood, in the, they want Balkanization, the great game. And so in my heart, I don't dislike anybody, and I'm not a hypocrite who sits there and tries to look into everybody's bedrooms and what they're up to. But it's mental illness writ large when the big issues in this country and what's taught to kids as young as 5 years old in public schools about homosexual sex, give me a break, that's not tolerance, that's sexualization of children, that's pedophilia. Calvin Klein can get in trouble for having what looks like some 16 to 20-year-olds in underwear, and it's called pedophilia. But then when it's being taught to kids, it's okay, to five-year-olds. See how they'll do that? DynCorp can be caught. It can be in the Chicago Tribune that they were running thousands of kidnapped little kids out of Central Europe alone in 1 year, disappearing them. And women. There wasn't one big feminist group said squat. Whenever we criticize radical Islamists for sexually mutilating women, selling them to sex slavery, you don't hear word one from Gloria Steinem and that group of hags who've all got their husbands and kids. Oh, they're going to have kids. They're going to live and have a life. They just don't want you to have one. You're not going to hear anything out of the control left about that, because all they want to attack is men that aren't ashamed that they're men. And so they got a lot of men either acting like fake males watching ESPN all day, or being dominated by their woman, and that's what women hate. Women may think intellectually that they want to dominate their man because they think men used to dominate them, which is not the case. And then they're so unhappy and will go through man after man till they find somebody that just won't let them push them around because a woman's trying to find their equilibrium. They're trying to test you. And biologically, they don't like you if you aren't strong. Why do you think so many young women, 20 years old, go for the bad boy? Because biologically they think he must be dominant, even if most bad boys are fake dominants who are smart enough to try to act dominant to accrue women. And this is all the biological drive of humans and civilization. What really attracts the finest women is a man that's honorable, a man that works hard, a man that's strong, a man who's not a coward, a man that will protect them. But all of those traits are under attack. And the male itself is under attack because you take it down, there's nobody to protect the women and the children anymore. The state will set up women as supposed guardians, and in some cases they'll even do a good job. But the natural dynamic has now been sabotaged, and you see society in every metric falling apart as the system grinds to a halt. Just like collectivism didn't work in the Soviet Union or in Communist China or in Nazi Germany, it never works in the end because it's based on fraud. And when the wheels come off, civilizations implode. It's an unnatural system. It works for the elites for a season. It allows them to overturn the natural order into their image. They're not saying the existing order was an enslavement. That's what they say to you. In their own internal manuals, it is an affront to them because they don't run it. They want to be God. They want to control the genetics. They want to control procreation. They want to control your desires and your appetites. They want to control your free will. Paul, I've held you longer today. I appreciate the great job you're doing. You've already written two articles today at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But finishing up on this, because this is the big issue, I want to get into real self-help more, like Michael Savage has said he's going to do as well. I know we privately talked about this. Drilling into the social engineering, drilling into how they're attacking us as humans, and how they're doing it to all of us. So I olive branch out to women that have become modern feminists, believing it was for empowerment. I care about them, but the evil Gloria Steinems, the evil people like Big Sis and others, they know what they're doing. They're preying on, like pimps, giant throngs of women that they've helped disenfranchise. As you see women now desperate in the streets, prostitution at all-time records in recorded history, women sexualized, turned into the most base of objects by the feminist god they worshipped, Paul Watson.
Yeah, and that's partly why marriage rates are collapsing. And I did a video called The Sexodus, which, I mean, it got 6,000 comments on InfoWars, another 5,000 on YouTube. It was completely insane with all these men who were, for the vast majority, successful go-getting men. They weren't losers sat in their bedroom playing computer games, who had just given up on trying to find a woman to marry altogether. Because of this notion, this creation of the modern female as somebody who is basically impossible to get along with because they've been brainwashed so badly by feminism to hate men, to, you know, it's divide and conquer. Another interesting thing was you were mentioning homosexuals earlier. I mean, back in 2008, I wrote an article pointing out that the ban on gay people donating blood in the UK was probably a good idea and should be kept, even though it was later lifted, because gay people were more likely to give blood which was contaminated with the HIV virus. Now, you can debate that on either side. We know that AIDS isn't as big a problem as it used to be. It's up for debate. No, somebody threatened to call the police on me and said they'd actually called the police on me for saying that medically it was probably quite risky to allow gay people to donate.
Even though
blood.
The vast majority of medical doctors in the UK and the US are saying don't do it, including gay ones. But here's the larger problem. They won't get mad about the whole controversy, Paul, that took place back in the 90s. Clinton in the 80s as governor with a whole chain of state prisons with the guards. This came out in the news, selling drugs. He had a doctor that blew the whistle to the people to give blood sometimes once a week, knowing they had HIV and hepatitis. It was then sent up to Canada, produced into Factor VIII, and contaminated hundreds of thousands of people conservatively worldwide, and many of them died. And then there was a whole lawsuit, a chain, and then the Hemophiliac Society, they exposed it, got firebombed the same night that the doctor got firebombed. We had the doctor on, and he got so threatened he never did another interview out of Little Rock. But, oh, there's no discussion of how the blood supply is so incredibly dangerous. Oh, but don't worry now, it's a political correct issue. Yeah, go get your blood transfusion, even though it's one of the most dangerous things you can do. Just slap a gay label on it, and then it's a sacrament. Go get your AIDS blood, or you're against gay people. See, they can just, don't like Obamacare, you're a racist. Don't want to turn your guns in, you're a racist. Don't want hepatitis blood, you're against gay people. And the truth is that there is a small subsection, as reported by, every time I mention this, people don't believe it. San Francisco Chronicle, Rolling Stone, Google bug chasers. Gay bug chasers, gift givers, gift receivers. And there's also a subset that wants to give blood to give the gift. Well, I don't want the gift if I'm in a big car wreck and bleeding to death and they got to do a blood transfusion. I'm sorry, I don't want to die. I know in the dark human sacrifice world of extreme people that are very unhappy that, you know, want to do things sexually that leaves their intestines hanging out their rear end. I'm sorry. It's not that I'm not cool and trendy. I just, my intestines, I don't want them hanging out on the ground. I don't want AIDS. I'm sorry. I am a homophobe. It's true. I'm being sarcastic about that. I mean, it's just incredible how nihilistic and decadent things have gotten. It's just insane, Paul.
Yeah, they place political correctness above basic proven science and health. It's like with the fat acceptance movement. Instead of acknowledging that obesity is a terrible affliction, that, you know, you should just do as much as possible to be fit, healthy, to exercise, to eat right, because it causes terrible diseases and premature death. Instead, they've created this whole new level of PC whereby it's a new sense of victimhood. It's not that they're unhealthy and fat and that they overeat. It's that they're being condemned and discriminated against simply for embracing their own lifestyle. And if you say that that lifestyle is unhealthy and destructive, mainly to women, then you're akin to a racist.
And then you can never discuss why people are getting obese, a lot of the additives and things, because now it's in the racist area. Basically, thinking and having your own view is racist because you're not allowed to have your own discrimination of restaurants, of flavors of ice cream, of women, of men, anything. You're going to do what the high priest say or it's over. That's what it's all about. It is total tyranny. It is thought police. It's here. 2015, we're living it. But we are the resistance, folks. Over 70% of youth now in the U.S. are against abortion. The numbers were flipped in 1973. You heard poll, national polls. 70-plus percent of women don't like feminists and understand it's a trap. The problem is the average man's drooling watching ESPN, so this is up to the women to lead us out of this. It's not about men and women fighting with each other. It's not about gay, straight fighting with each other. It's about admitting the agenda of dehumanization that's hijacked any minority movement that's out there. Now, Paul, I want to go to this article by Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com, and it's in the UK news. Lawsuit claims Prince Andrew had sex with underage sex slave, allegedly arranged former Bear Stearns financier Jeffrey Epstein. A lawsuit filed in Florida accuses the Duke of York having sexual relations with an underage sex slave. The allegation names multimillionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein, who was also convicted of soliciting sex with an underage girl. One such powerful individual, Epstein, forced the woman to have sexual relations with a member of the British royal family, Prince Andrew, Duke of York, the document claims. Who knows if this is true, but my gosh, Paul, We're going to go to break in a few minutes, but just the firestorm of pedophile news and Seville having high-level access to all these royals above even the Secret Service, what do you think's really going on?
Well, in every single country where this happens, whether it be Belgium, France, Bosnia, the Netherlands, you name it, whenever it gets to the level of celebrities, yes, sometimes they get burned. Any level above that, judges or politicians, the case gets shut down. So you saw with Saville, back in 2009, 3 years before it actually came out, the police actually quizzed him on these allegations. Of course, we know he was a close friend with Prince Charles. And the royal family redacted, in 96 places, redacted Saville's connections to the royal family. This was back in 2009. So 3 years before it came out that he was involved in raping these hundreds of girls, chanting Hail Satan at these occult rituals, the royal family were busy removing their connection to his activities. So again, it's this notion that the royal family has no power whatsoever. They don't control anything. They just axed a documentary on the order of...
Why are you being a pedophile phobe, though? I mean, yeah. Next you'll be arrested, probably. And that's where this is all going, Paul.
Exactly. And again, the royal family exacts a massive amount of power in the UK. We see numerous examples over and over again.
Break it down when we come back. By the way, while you're talking, we're putting up mainstream news articles with everything he's saying. These are not our claims. These are out of UK newspaper headlines. The UK is now the pedophile palace.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you. Nico Acosta out there during the break, one of the producers. He was looking at all these headlines about Jimmy Savile and his secret rendezvous with Prince Charles and coming at all hours of the night. And he said, yeah, it is weird that it's all coming out now. Jimmy Savile's suspicious behavior at the palace set to be revealed in a new book, The Mirror Reports. We had another headline about arrests explode across the UK as hundreds of prominent pedophiles are arrested. But look at Jimmy Savile if you're a TV viewer. Radio listeners can go to Infowars.com/show. Look at him. Imagine if you went to a daycare center and it's like, hi, I'm going to keep your kids. But he would run children's charities. In fact, these photos are nothing. Just do his name and then click Google Images. Nightmarish. And it's him like in bathrobes with kids sitting on his knees. And then he would run these children's charities and do satanic rituals. And they found the satanic altars and everything. I mean, this stuff's going on all over the place. Look at that one in the middle right there with his hands together. I mean, central casting for a child molester. He is the archetypal child molester, and he ran children's charities. In fact, you can Google Jimmy Savile with children, and it's him in bathrobes, a little kid sitting on his knees, hanging out with Prince Charles. I mean, 2 + 2 = we know what. So, Paul, continue with the scandals coming out. Why do you think they're coming out now? Because this, I mean, it was David Icke saying this 20 years ago. So I think it really scares me. How much more of what David says might be true? I mean, I believe he believes what he says, but my God. I mean, if you look at Jimmy Savile, I mean, that is a demon from hell. Go ahead.
I think basically they know it has to come out at some point. They're bringing it out now of their own accord so they can try and control it by burning these patsies who are mainly TV hosts and disc jockeys from the 70s. Who basically had, you know, relationships with 17-year-old girls. I mean, they should still be punished, but it's nowhere near the same league as what Savile did, allegedly with members of the royal family. But what's actually happening now is that they can't find somebody to investigate the parallel scandal, which is the Westminster paedophile scandal, where they literally abducted boys, strangled them to death. I'm talking about Tory MPs, members of parliament, ran them over in vehicles.
And that's what Icke said 20 years ago, and he's named names, and now it's confirmed. I mean, folks, this is insane.
But they can't actually get somebody who isn't a part of the establishment to investigate it. A Lady Elizabeth Butler-Sloss had to step down because the victims, the family members, complained that she was just going to whitewash it. So now they're saying, oh, because we can't find anybody who isn't directly in with the establishment, we're just going to leave this investigation for now. And basically, the UK justice system is completely controlled by Freemasons. This has come out over and over again. I mean, look at the Hillsborough disaster. It's 25, 26 years later, and still they're covering it up. And it came out a couple of weeks ago that they got together at a Freemasonic lodge in Sheffield, where I used to live, the heads who were in charge of the Hillsborough football stadium disaster, which happened in 1989, got together and basically agreed to blame it on this one police constable during their Freemasonic Lodge meeting. And this is the same thing happening with all these judges who are appointed to whitewash these investigations. They're all Freemasons. They're all protecting each other. And that's why they're burning these lower-level entertainers.
So would you say in the UK it is the Masons that are king?
Yeah. That's who's running this whole show. It came out that criminal gangs in the UK have infiltrated Scotland Yard and are working with police to commit crimes, and it's just calmly reported in The Independent.
Paul Watson and Infowars.com, great job. Thank you for so much time. We'll do a few more minutes with you, then Peter Schiff's coming up, third hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA
Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.